So today is a day of thanksgiving. Today we raise before God our thanks and our praise for the gift of the harvest. All through the year, of course, the natural world is producing. The natural world is being fruitful. Our farmers, everyone who works to produce things, is working all year round. Harvest, perhaps, is slightly less obvious than it might have been in previous years, but it is still very definitely here. And we've seen the farmers working hard in their fields over the past few weeks and months. We've seen the incredible stress that it brings, working late into the night, tractors with lights up on them, lighting their way through these darkened fields. We've seen them dedicate every moment to it. And we've seen too what a difficult year it has been. This year has not been an easy one for growing anything in our fields. It's been too wet, and then it's been too hot, and then there's been no rain. And yet, moving through it, our farmers and all of those who work the land have been working to make sure that everybody has what they need. We take this opportunity of thanksgiving to say thank you for so many things, to say thank you to God for all of his gifts, to say thank you for those people who give their time and their efforts and their indomitable commitment to make sure that people are supplied with the things that they need just to live, just to be the people that we are. We take this time. We could, of course, give thanks at any point in the year. Any point we could choose to look around us at the glories of the world, at the work that people do, at the gifts that exist in the world, and say thank you. We could do it at literally any moment. But if we could do it at any moment, then we could do it at every moment, which means we could do it at no moment at all, which means we need to take an opportunity to say on this day we will say the thanks that should be in our hearts all the time. We look around and we notice. Now, I don't know about you, but there is something very difficult and very different about actually stopping for a moment and taking in the world around me, to really stop and think, what are the gifts that exist in the world? When you stop and you look at the sheer wonder of it, the complexity of it, it can be an amazing occasion. It can be a beautiful sunset. It can be seeing a range of mountains. It can be looking out over the ocean and thinking, my goodness me, this is beautiful and amazing. But it could just be looking at a leaf. It could just be looking at some of the beautiful flowers that we have in the church. It could just be listening to a word from a friend and thinking, you know what? There is goodness here in this world. There is goodness and there is beauty. And there is so much to notice. If we literally were able to pay attention to the ungraspable complexities and gorgeousness of the world, if we were doing that all the time, we would never get anything else done. We would just be stood there looking around us thinking, oh my goodness. We couldn't go for a walk. We couldn't clean our teeth. We couldn't do anything that we needed to do because all the time, there is glory and there is beauty and there is wonder to be had. Today, we think about it. We take that opportunity. Now, one of the things I love about our new doors, we haven't celebrated them properly yet. We will do. We'll have a proper opening when all the snagging's been done and all of that sorted out. But I love our new doors for lots of different reasons, but there are two main ones. I love that running through them is the river. We have the River Colne that runs all the way through both of those doors. And the wildlife that's around it, not just wildlife, Cotswold sheep, specifically Cotswold sheep, and the plants and the butterflies that exist around our river. This is our natural surroundings. These are the things that we notice when we just go for a walk alongside the river. This is the world. And through the river is a word. A word that's repeated both ways, and the word is rejoice. Rejoice. We don't always do that. We don't always take the opportunity to do that. St. Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, commends to people, rejoice at all times. Raise your voice to God. We do that consciously now. We rejoice because that natural world is beautiful and rich, because there are people who are ready to give their time to us, to serve us, because there is so much wonder in this world of ours that we can say thank you for. And when we rejoice, when we notice, from that is what comes the gratitude. That is how we are able to say thank you as we should do. In our readings from the Bible today, we heard about the necessity and the value of gratitude. We saw the great warrior Naaman, famed, an amazing warrior, somebody honoured by all people who nevertheless is brought low by a disease that he can't do anything about. And he comes to the land of Israel and finds that there is indeed a prophet there, the prophet Elisha, who is able, just through telling him to wash in the river, to cleanse him of that untreatable disease. And we see his own gratitude. We see Naaman, who comes with pride, with arrogance. He knows how important he is. He expects that the prophet of the Lord will come out, that he'll greet him, perhaps that he'll get bowed to, that he'll do something amazing, that he'll wave his hands, that he'll make a spectacle. And none of that happens. Naaman was a man of arrogance, of entitlement. He came to that place expecting one thing and not at all receiving it. Because God often doesn't give us what we expect. He gives us what we need. And he was humble enough to recognize that gift finally, to listen to the people around him and to realize the goodness that is there. And then he was able to come and stand before Elisha and express the truth that he had realized. There is only one God, and he has healed me. In the story of Jesus, Jesus heals people all of the time. He heals indiscriminately, sometimes, I think. He wanders through the land of Galilee and the land of Israel, and he heals people. He sees people, he sees their need, and he gives them that gift that sometimes they don't even know to ask for. Here, these lepers, and of course, leprosy, horrible disease, utterly untreatable in those days, a death sentence, a long, grinding, painful, isolated death sentence. Leprosy was appalling. Here, these 10 lepers come to Jesus and they say, "Have mercy on me." And Jesus heals them without more than a word. Yes, go to the priests, show yourself to them, you will be clean. And there they are. And yet only one says thank you. Reading that story, I wonder, is Jesus upset? What do you think? Jesus, having come to these people, having heard their plea, having responded to them, here they are healed again of something so awful. Is he upset that only one says thank you? He certainly comments on it. Is it necessary that they should say thank you? No, it isn't. Jesus' healing is freely given, I think. But it is right that thanks be given. It is right that somebody come back and notice that amazing goodness that has been done and say something for it. In our lives too, gratitude comes from noticing. It comes from noticing the enormous, amazing glories of this world. It comes from noticing the tiny, important, precious glories of this world. It comes from noticing the gifts that people give to us. Noticing is where it begins. And when we notice, then we can realize how blessed we are. When we go through life able to take a moment, this day, another day, to look around and say, there is wonder here. There is goodness here. There is a gift here. Then we can say thank you. And when we feel that gratitude, well, then that grows in us something else, a desire to give in return. That grows in us generosity. The willingness to give without expecting to receive back. From that comes charity, the willingness to look for others too. Joy, noticing, gratitude, all caught up together in this wonderful celebration of harvest, of all the harvests that there are in the world. There may be pain in our life as well. On these occasions, we name the joy. We carry the sadness that may be inside us at the same time, but we are able to look up. There is joy, there is goodness, there is beauty, and there is gift. And today we say thank you for it. Amen.